Sarah, 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 Sarah. Oh my God, Sarah, Sarah, help me, please.
What? Can't you go waste your life away in peace?
I need your counsel as a high-ranking nerd.
High-ranking? Where I come from, they call me Empress 12 episodes in one day, 7 days a week. Do you want tea?
I'm always a slut for tea.
Right, just give me a second first. I'll need to finish this level or I won't be able to concentrate.
Sure, what is it?
It's Yuletide. It's a super new indie dungeon crawler that's currently in beta. It's based on one of those old school Game Boy Color games that was banned in the 90s. You know, the kind that gave children seizures, and if you messed with it just right and got the right combination of glitches, the game turned black and you were suddenly in another layer filled with eerie music and monsters that were completely OP'd.
That was a thing?
Oh, it was very much a thing. It's like a mixture between Rosetti's The Goblin Market, Pokemon Dungeon Blue, and The Princess Bride, I guess? Lots of strategizing, though.
And lots of pew pew!
Phew, that's done. Oh, you made tea. When did that happen?
When you kept rambling about glitches in the 90s.
The 90s were a glitch.
Tell me about it.
So, what's the dizzle?
So, you know how Professor Griller made us...
No. Not Griller. Gruula.
That was pretty spot on. So, Gruula then. She made us draw names, right? And I got this bloke called Henry. I think we were in a seminar with him last year. The guy with the police box backpack. That was him. And the police box, that's Doctor Who, right?
Yeah, that's Doctor Who, and I think I know who you mean. His name was Peter. Henry sat next to him, I think. He constantly wore these underground, soft grunge Mel Gibson t-shirts. Who even likes Mel Gibson that much? Anti-Semitic, misogynist, literal human train wreck that he is.
Whoa. What's Mel Gibson ever done to you?
Have I never talked about this? Oh my God, don't even get me started on all the shit he's done. But anyway... Just get Henry some Braveheart merch and he should be good to go. Or go the other way and buy him some Kurt Vonnegut. Or the Lorax, tease him into it.
I won't do your political campaigning for you, Sarah.
Anyway, it's fortunate that you mentioned Peter, because I actually drew him. I guess I'd better get him some Doctor Who merch. Or one of those really ugly Christmas sweaters he wore last year.
Well... I'll better leave you to it. Work is calling.
And isn't it always?
A few hours later, Sarah found herself at the number one bookshop most students from the English department spend a good portion of their arguably free time in. This conglomeration could be attributed to the wide variety of English literature on display, or maybe to the frequent student discounts, or most probably... the Starbucks next door.
Oh wow. I haven't been here in like forever. Huh. I also haven't bought a textbook in forever. I think the last time I was here was during the first semester. The good old days. Back when I still had some motivation left. And hopes. And dreams. And money. I wanted to be a tutor, didn't I? I was all gung-ho about cultural theories and the like. Now the only thing I can remember is that there was some bloke called Lacan.
Oh my God, is that you, Sarah? I love the fact that you still have your pink hair. It's so counterculture. But I haven't seen you in here in like forever.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing. How are you guys? I guess my room is just a little too cozy. These days I really only go to the first and last lecture of a course and spend the rest of my time cooped up inside.
Oh, wow. And you're still keeping up your good grades?
Nope. Oh, well, you know how it is.
Ooh, talking about good grades. Look at little Miss Studious stauntering in again.
Huh?
Oh, you probably haven't heard much of her because you're so far ahead.
I'm three semesters behind, actually, but sure.
She comes in here almost every day to study in the evening, but she keeps asking these really dumb questions. What was the best one again?
Why didn't Jane Austen ever write about the social conditions of her time?
Okay, yeah, that's pretty bad.
You know how it is. She's in the teaching program.
The teaching program.
Oh, but, I mean, they don't take as many literature courses as we do, so I guess the Jane Austen thing kind of makes sense. Not that many people know that her books are actually more social critique than conventional love story.
That's no excuse. I mean, look at her. I think that coat she's wearing is Gucci. She's a spoiled little princess, so I'm sure she must have had a great education.
Yeah. Monica told me that she has two horses called Boudicca and Chanel.
Right. Well, it was nice catching up, or whatever. See you around.
Sure. Bye, Sarah.
See ya.
Wow. I didn't remember them being this gossipy. What do I care for Chanel? It's not like we actually see one another again anytime soon.
Little did Sarah know that her and Miss Chanel's lives were to be inextricably linked by the Yule tide. Check in again tomorrow to join our last two heroes, Jamie and Peter, during a heart-to-heart talk in the rain and for a linguistic goodie. Public service announcement. Remember that if you listen very closely right at the end of each episode until December 4, you will notice that there is a certain phrase that keeps repeating itself. It's just two words and they will reveal where on campus we will wait for you on December 5. With a free goodie bag and some holiday cheer, that is. Sarah Fan was played by Tamara Payer. Sarah's roommate was played by Kerry Whitman. Sarah's friends were played by Luisa Belaguer and Laura Brandstetter. The narrator was played by Leonhard Engelmeier.
The harp was played by Kerry Whitman. This episode was written by Marie-Therese Sauer.